This is a summary of Israeli war crimes committed in Palestine for the week ending May 5th, 2005. Here is a summary. Israeli occupation forces continue attacks in occupied Palestine. Three Palestinians, including two children, were killed by Israeli occupation forces. 18 Palestinian civilians, including four children and a journalist, were injured by Israeli occupation forces. Israeli occupation forces fired at Palestinian civilians demonstrating in protest to the construction of the annexation or apartheid wall in the West Bank and wounded 10 civilians. Israeli occupation forces continued incursions into Palestinian areas. Homes were raided and 10 Palestinian civilians were arrested by Israeli occupation forces. Israeli settlers have continued to attack Palestinian civilians and property in the West Bank. Israeli occupation forces have continued expansion of settlements against international law. Israeli occupation forces have continued to impose a total siege in occupied Palestine. Israeli occupation forces positioned at checkpoints and border crossings arrested 8 Palestinian civilians, and Israeli occupation forces have continued to use a special checking machine at the Rafah International Crossing Point. Introduction. Israeli occupation forces continued to launch attacks on Palestinian civilians and property in occupied Palestine. This week, human rights violations perpetuated by the Israeli occupation forces included shooting Palestinian civilians, incursions into Palestinian areas, home demolitions and raids, and arbitrary arrests. In violation of international law and specifically international humanitarian law, Israeli occupation forces have also continued to construct the annexation and apartheid wall inside the West Bank. They also continued to impose severe restrictions on the movement of Palestinian civilians throughout occupied Palestine. This week, Israeli occupation forces used three Palestinian civilians as human shields in military operations in the West Bank against international law. This week, Israeli occupation forces killed three Palestinians in the West Bank, including two children. On Monday morning, Israeli occupation forces killed Shafiq Abu Ghani, 34, in the Saida village near Tultkarem. On 4 May 2005, Israeli occupation forces shot dead two Palestinian children from the Asi family in the Beit Lakia village near Ramallah. The children were with a number of Palestinian civilians who were throwing stones at Israeli occupation forces. This week, Israeli occupation forces conducted at least 16 military incursions into Palestinian areas in the West Bank, including the Palestinian-controlled town of Tultkarem. The widest of these incursions was into the Saida village near Tultkarem, resulting in the death of a Palestinian civilian, and into the Al-Fawar refugee camp near Hebron, resulting in the injury to 7 Palestinian civilians. During other incursions, Israeli occupation forces injured 10 Palestinian civilians, including 4 children, and arrested 10 others. An Israeli military court issued a ruling on Tuesday, 3 May 2005, ordering an Israeli officer who was responsible for killing a Palestinian child, 3-year-old Mohammed al-Jarrad, to serve the army of 4 of disciplinary works. The child was killed on 25 July 2003 when an Israeli tank fired at him near the village southwest of Jenin, before the eyes of his mother and his grandmother. The punishment once again demonstrates the impunity with which Israeli occupation forces are granted to the IOF by the Israeli judiciary. Construction of the annexation or apartheid wall in the West Bank was suspended this week due to the religious holidays. However, violations relating to the construction of the wall continue. The Israeli occupation forces used force to disperse peaceful demonstrations organized by Palestinian civilians in protest of the construction of the wall. On Sunday evening, 1 May 2005, Israeli occupation forces fired upon demonstrators in the Belaim village west of Ramallah and wounded 10 people, including a journalist. According to local sources, Israeli occupation forces used rubber-coated metal bullets in the incident, which are round and penetrate the flesh much like regular bullets. Israeli settlers living in occupied Palestine in violation of international humanitarian law continue to attack Palestinian civilians and property. On Thursday morning, 28 April 2005, Israeli occupation forces started to raise areas of Palestinian land, which were confiscated on 11 March 2005 in the Deir al-Hatab village. Israeli occupation forces claimed that this law was confiscated for military purposes, but in fact, the land was confiscated to expand the neighboring Alon Mora settlement. On Tuesday morning, 3 May 2005, Israeli occupation forces ordered residents of the pastoral areas to the east of Tamun village, southwest of Jenin, to vacate their homes and animal farms and demolish them. Israeli settlers also launched a series of attacks against Palestinian civilians and property in Hebron. Israeli occupation forces have continued to impose a tightened siege in occupied Palestine, including Jerusalem. On 3 May 2005, Israeli occupation forces lifted the comprehensive closure imposed on the West Bank since Thursday morning, 21 April 2005, excluding the northern village area. Despite this, Israeli occupation forces continue to impose severe restrictions on the movement of Palestinian civilians throughout the reporting period, including the following restrictions. Continue to close the Za'atar checkpoint near Nablus for the second consecutive week, and they continue to direct a number of sudden military checkpoints where they stopped and checked Palestinian civilians and arrested seven other people. In the Gaza Strip, Israeli occupation forces have continued to completely or partially close all border crossings on the Gaza Strip. For more information on these gross human rights violations and war crimes, you can go to www.pchrgaza.org.